Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Coming up on today's wrestling news, Tony Khan still really mad at Jack Perry for CM Punk's AEW firing.
Is an AEW star headed to WWE?
This NXT star is viewed as a future WWE champ.
And longtime TNA stars leaving the company.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Phil Chambers.
And this is the news. So let's talk real glares, Grammy yeah. River. We haven't talked about this. Well, for a while,
for
I suppose.
A while, yeah. We talked about it a lot at the time, though.
But it's reared its ugly head yet again, obviously. Jack Perry involved in CM Punk's firing, which, you know, was coming with altercations with the Young Bucks and the Elite, etc. backstage and all that. And then, of course, All In was slightly overshadowed by a big backstage fight with Jack Perry following that match. With Hook, with the real glass, Crimea River, and and Punk and him gets into it literally seconds before Punk goes out to fight Samoa Joe in a good 3.5-star match.
Good.
But more revelations have come out on this on Wrestling Observer Radio, basically saying that Tony Khan is still mad at Jack Perry for effectively making him have to fire CM Punk. Now, obviously, Perry hasn't been seen in AEW since, but he has been working in New Japan. He subsequently joined the House of Torture, become part of the New Japan Cup. But yeah, Meltzer talked about the status of all this on Wrestling Observer Radio. Regarding Jack Perry, he said he has absolutely not been fired, but they are not using him. Essentially, Tony's really mad at him because he cost him CM Punk. He's getting the blame. He probably should have been suspended for a month or two. Where are we at? 7 months now? 7 months. It's ridiculous, said Meltzer. The punishment doesn't fit the crime at this point. It's like, it's his fault because the other guy lost his mind. What do you make of all this, Phil?
It's one of those things where obviously all the reports coming about it are slightly biased.
Yes.
Because they're one person trying to get out one side of the story. So the truth is likely somewhere in the middle. And I doubt we'll ever actually find out what the full truth of that situation was.
Or what really happened backstage.
And obviously that wasn't the only thing. There was other things that tie into it. Because like they wouldn't have just fired him for that one thing.
Or they had to create a whole new show for him.
Exactly, yeah. They've gone a long way to accommodate Punk. So yeah, the truth likely somewhere in the middle and is a grey area. We'll probably never actually find out. But yeah, 7 months is a really long time to effectively, like, exile someone.
Especially because Punk's not there anymore. It's not like he can get into it.
Exactly, yeah. And it's not like he's stopping, like, Jack working elsewhere. Obviously, he's done the stuff in New Japan. Like, if he was, like, stopping him working and getting a paycheck elsewhere, that would be a different thing. So it's not like he's blackballed him from the industry or anything like that.
You sense it sort of works in AEW's favour, this, because, yeah, Khan may well be still pissed off with him, and it's understandable at the end of the day. CM Punk is an absolute megastar, and it's doubly bad because, obviously, he's gone to the rival promotion in WWE. And gone stratospheric, although, of course, he is injured, so he's going to be missing WrestleMania. But he's going to be factored in. He's going to be on Raw next week. He's going to be... Well, he's been hinting at being at... Well, what's the first four letters of Philadelphia, Phil?
Yeah, it's me. and that never would have happened if it wasn't for this Jack Perry incident. And all for the CM Punk's AEW run.
Yeah.
Like, that has all been a catalyst from this.
But in terms of a temporary measure, like you say, exiling him from AEW is a bit extreme, but he can go and work New Japan and they can bring him back in as part of Forbidden Door. There's been speculation and suggestion online that maybe he'd actually fit really well with the Cali Clique now, bring him in to side with the Young Bucks arseholes that they are now on television. And
you can put them in some kind of first glass match or something. First person to get thrown through glass.
First person to cry me a river loses. But yes, this is one of those stories you sense is going to run and run until Jack Perry's back being a regular on AEW television, which he will be in the
end. Yeah, he will do eventually. It's going to be interesting to see how long exactly Tony Khan holds this grudge for.
I'm going to give it till a month before Forbidden Door, basically.
Yeah, quite possibly.
We're going to get an invasion because they always go well.
Yeah, always.
Sometimes they go well, but...
But we'll have to wait and see. Mm-hmm. But let us know in the comments down below, should Jack Perry be out for 7 months? Mm. Or should he be bringing him back?
And if he's, stuck with something to do, you know what he could do?
He could
join CM Punk and Kazuchika Okada and numerous others that are going to be attending our live show in Philadelphia. I will say card subject to change. It goes down on day 2 of WrestleMania Underground Arts in Philadelphia. And if you want to join us for that, whatculture.com/tickets. Tickets will not be available on the day, so get yours now. And I should say, I saw someone in the comments yesterday asking this question, which I've seen mentioned. I wanted to answer. Hi to Devin Melenson 6649, who said, if I get general admission, would I have the chance to meet you guys or not? Just wondering. So, we obviously sold VIP tickets for that exact reason, if you want to come and have a meet and greet with us before the show. They've all sold out, and they will obviously feel get priority. But, we're going to be there. We're going to be hanging out. You will probably get the chance to meet us and get photos with us. Either before the show or, we're milling around afterwards, and we'll be all heading across to WrestleMania, of course, so don't worry about that either. But yeah, VIP will get priority, of course. But yeah, we all love meeting you guys, except Simon Miller, who just hates the fans.
Hates them, absolutely, with a passion. But no, we specifically did the VIP meet and greet thing because there was quite a lot of people and we didn't think we'd be able to get through everyone, so we wanted to make sure that people who really wanted to could have a priority. So this will be emailed out to people who have VIP tickets soon, but roughly the times are going to be 10:30 till 11:30 in the morning. We'll have a VIP meet and greet that's only for VIPs, and then the general admission will come in as well. But during that time, we're still going to be wandering around.
If you want to buy us pints, that's absolutely fine.
If you want to buy us pints,
they've got great pints.
We're going to have a little bit of merch for sale, very limited, so get it quickly.
We're shoving it in our bags.
Yeah, and then there's going to be about half an hour after the show as well where we're mulling about before we actually get kicked out the door. So there will be time. So if you want to come say hi, it's just we couldn't guarantee it within the ticket price, which is why we wanted to do the VIP thing. So we will be there. If you want to come say hi, just come say hi.
Yeah, and we'll be around, obviously, all WrestleMania weekend. You can get a photo with us, just a mere $5. That's all it'll cost.
Bargain.
I'm joking. Whatculture.com/tickets, though.
Exactly. And yeah, get them quick because we won't be able to sell them on the day because that'll cause way too many problems for us.
I'm not doing
that. If you want to come, get it beforehand.
But I will be on the door, so, bring your ID. Don't bring your ID. Phil, what's the latest with Matt Hardy? We talked a little bit about this yesterday.
What is the latest with Matt Hardy? So, Matt Hardy was at Raw. Obviously, Rebby Hardy put up an Instagram picture of them in the skybox. But Fightful Select have a tiny bit more information on this, I would say. Basically saying that they weren't there to do business. They were just there to visit some friends. And some friends had a skybox and invited them. Okay. They live in North Carolina. They're only an hour away from the venue. Apparently, they only spent 90 minutes there, so I guess they're not into Raw that much.
Rude. Good show as well.
So, apparently... it wasn't to do with business, or at least that's what Fightful Select have been told. So we'll have to wait and see. And this isn't without precedent. Other people have gone to other promotions to support their friends or just see their friends, like Bayley and Naomi were
at
Dynamite for Mercedes Moné's debut. So these things can happen without business being attached to it.
But it all has aligned quite nicely because Hardy's contract's up at the end of the month, I think,
it is
or
still
this
up
month.
At the end of this month. Matt Hardy's contract, that is. Jeff Hardy's contract was set in line with Matt's when he first debuted, so it would have been March, but because of injuries and time being inactive, some time has been added on, and we're not sure how much time, but there will be a time this year.
And that's the reason I think Tony Khan's going to extend Matt Hardy's contract, at least briefly, not because he's panicked, because he's seen him go along to Monday Night Raw.
At the very least, chuck a little bit on to have it as parity with Jeff Hardy, so you still get the Hardy Boys as a thing.
Yeah, I suppose popping onto Raw can't do any harm to hurry up Tony Khan in contract negotiations.
Exactly, yeah. But and if Matt Hardy was to go to Raw, he'd be on his own.
Yes.
Because Jeff wouldn't be able to come with him anyway.
He'd be awesome as a character in NXT. Oh, he fits so well. I saw some people as well pitching him as Big Money Matt, taking care of Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. I was like, there it is. There's the avenue that he fits in. But yeah, we'll keep you posted on any contract developments with the Hardys, Matt Hardy in particular, of course.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And we'll move on to another great Fightful Select report, this time about an NXT star that they've got high hopes for in WWE. I'm talking about Oba Femi. If you don't know, he's the North American champion in NXT. He's awesome. He's kicking everybody.
He's a big, beefy boy.
And yeah, they are just loving the work of Oba Femi. I didn't realise quite... I knew he was fresh. He's only 25 and he's had less than 30 matches. And he's a champion in NXT, as I say. And he is, he just looks classy. Just one of those people who, without question, passes the airport test. He's just a big dude.
He looks the part,
and,
yeah.
You know, he's limited in his moveset, but what he can do, he is really, really good at.
Carries himself really well as well. To be fair, 30 matches that where he's at now is really impressive.
Those within NXT have been surprised at how well he's developed in such a short space of time. One particular phrase used to describe the Nigerian star is the total package. Having said that, do not expect him to be fast-tracked to the main roster anytime soon. He's got lots of untapped potential, they believe, but they want to season him a little bit more in NXT, which makes a lot of sense before they bring him over to Raw and SmackDown. I mean, yeah, he would be a huge impact whenever he shows up on the main roster, but there are numerous people that I go through NXT and say, I mean, you already, Roxanne Perez, Carmelo Hayes, Trick Williams, you know, are far ahead of Oba Femi in terms of, like, I think it's time to get him on the main roster.
Yeah, absolutely. Like
and Melo's already done stuff on SmackDown.
Yeah, obviously. And, I mean, that Trick chance during the Rox promo on SmackDown.
Now, Hamlet told me that is also potentially a local chant, but I didn't...
I see. We'll take it as Trick Williams. Yeah, it's Trick Williams.
Trick Williams is great. we bumped into him at Wale Mania last year, didn't we? The nice bloke, and he's going to be in a mega star. He's fighting Melo, of course, at Stand and Deliver. Oh,
absolutely. But yeah, massive upside to Oba Femi. He stands out. He's something a little bit different.
Go and watch him. Go and watch a match or two of his, and you'll fall in love with him just like I did.
Absolutely. Just his entrance and the way he carries himself and walks down to the ring. He looks like a star. He feels like a star. And once he gets more than 30 matches, it's genuinely insane that he's only got 30 matches. That is incredible. But once he gets
Miller's probably
more
had
time,
more matches, hasn't he?
Definitely had more matches. Once he gets a bit more time under his belt, like another year or two maybe in the developmental system, really make sure he's got rid of all of the learning chinks, because he's still learning this, before putting him up on the main roster, just in case, because you want to maximise his potential
some
on the main roster.
Stars coming through NXT. Tiff, obviously, has moved up to the main roster. Lots to talk about, like Kalani Jordan as well, Bron Break, like... Got some great talent down there.
Good
NXT, that's why NXT is the best wrestling show of the week, guys.
but moving over to TNA, Motor City Machine Guns. Those ones. Ones from Detroit.
Yeah.
Because that's what that means.
I don't know where my thumb it goes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Americans, explain this to us. We're not
I realise that
sure.
This is America,
is
I think.
But Detroit's not down there. It's like up here.
Okay, maybe it's there then. Sorry, everyone.
But is this just Michigan?
Maybe, actually, yeah.
Explain it to us in the comments, American people.
We'll have to go over and visit.
We will, yeah. But they are very long time TNA stars. But it looks like they might potentially be done with the company. Now, this is kind of speculation over some dates lining up more than like actual facts or anything like that. So, Chris Sabin and Alex Shelley, the Motorcycle Machine Guns, are booked for Smash Wrestling in London, Ontario on the 21st of April, a day that just so happens to be the same weekend as TNA's Rebellion pay-per-view.
Ah.
And a day that just so happens to be the same day as the post-TNA Rebellion TV tapings that TNA have set. So they won't be able to make the TV tapings, which kind of suggests that at least in TNA's eyes, or maybe in the Motor City Machine Guns' eyes, either they're going to slow down what they're doing for TNA. It basically says they're not in the immediate future plans for TNA because they won't physically be at the TV taping, so they won't be able to film TV with them. So it's going to be interesting to see whether this is a hard split or whether this is just them taking a little bit of time away from TNA, seeing what else is out there. But PW Insider say that their current TNA deals are set to expire soon, possibly as soon as the end of the month.
Wow. Yeah. I love them. They're one of the reasons I enjoyed TNA back in the day. Obviously, I think Shelley's done a little bit of stuff in NXT. Sabin's obviously been a singles champion, world champion in TNA. They've done pretty much everything they can do there.
It's crazy, really, that these two haven't had a longer run or just a run like elsewhere, really. Like, they've been TNA stars. They both joined TNA in 2003 as single stars. They started teaming together on the indies in 2006 and brought that team to TNA in 2007. They've been going a long time now. They're both in the 40s. I think one is 40 and one is 42. So it'd be nice for them to at least get like a little bit of a run somewhere else.
I'd like to see either AW or the Fed, you know. I love them as a tag team. They're not obviously going to be able to do all the stuff they used to do, but A, they deserve another big payday in my opinion, and B, what tag team brains to learn from wherever they go.
100%.
You know, I realise I'm completely hypocritical because I say, right, that's it, no more signings for AEW for a long old time unless your name's Kazuchika Okada or Mercedes Moné, but, or Will Ospreay, but I like them and I'd like to see them in something like AEW, not Ring of Honor, because you just disappear if you go there for the most part.
Just a little one.
But yeah,
at least something.
WWE, you never know. With Triple H running this, it's all changing.
Absolutely.
Mostly for the better.
Mostly for the better. And shout out to Smash Wrestling. They are the company that we paired with when we were doing WCW PW World Cup. So we ran a show with them in Toronto where I flew over there, put a show on that night, and then flew back the next day. What a trip to Toronto that was.
Who knows, maybe
but
one
shout
day
out to
we'll
Smash
do
Wrestling.
Yeah, shout out to them. Well, maybe one day we'll do
Mike
one
Bailey,
more WCPW show. Please. I love it. I'd do it for free.
I'd do it for free, 100%.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE, of course, on X, if you want to get in touch with us. Travis Zachary starts us off. Cheers, Trav, for the question. Beseech ye, Trav writes. Oh, sorry, I beseech ye. Oh, greatest wrestling journalist of our time. Thank you very much. That is how I should always be addressed. On Raw, Cody mentioned Salt of the Earth. Does this mean your best friend MJF is coming to WWE? P.S. When's the last time you checked in on him? It's been a while, Max. I know you're watching.
It's been a while.
You know, just give us a FaceTime. Eric wants to see his godfather. I mean, long term, I'd be fascinated to see what MJF looks like in this version of WWE. But all this speculation about him not coming back to AEW is preposterous. A, the what was the thing he did where he was like contract season, basically?
Yeah.
I mean, it dropped off the face of the earth because they signed him to a new contract, basically.
Yeah.
Bidding war of 2024. There we go. And B, you don't do the angle that you did with the Undisputed Kingdom if he's not coming back to get some sort of revenge. And AEW would be insane to not re-sign him. And even worse, the takes of maybe he just doesn't fit in AEW anymore. He's one of the greatest wrestlers in the world right now. Yes, the world title run sort of petered out a little bit. I mean, that's fair. But
didn't help with the Adam Cole injury and things. Like, plans didn't go.
Yeah.
It didn't go to plan.
An honourable failure, I think it's fair to say. But yeah, he's going to pop up back in AEW eventually. But long term, I sense we're just going to get more and more and more jumps, and I love this.
Yeah, absolutely. I also don't mind this as a sort of potential strategy for like AEW World Champions. Like, he gets a good long run, like at the top of the card, like wrestling everyone they possibly can, and then taking a little bit of time off, like a little bit of time to like not forget about him, but to sort of refresh, and then when he does come back at some point, kind of, it feels new again, it feels exciting, it feels different, and it adds in a little bit of a new flavour to whatever is going on at that time. Like, it's almost like he has his own little off-season.
Yeah.
Which is probably a great thing in wrestling.
I already can't wait to see him back. It's going to be a while, I reckon. Probably, I mean, all of them would be a great spot for
whenever
him to return.
Cole's
yes,
ready,
yeah, yeah.
Just bring MDF back at the same time and go straight into that.
I'll ask him, and if he allows me to tell you, I'll pass it on to all you guys.
We'll let you.
I want some big trades. I don't want any more jumps. I want trades. So it's like we get MJF, AW gets I don't know, Drew McIntyre or something. I love this. I just love the look of people like, you're not meant to be there. Martin Brophy gives us our next question. Cheers, Martin, for this. Do you think The Rock has taken up too much TV time from Roman and Cody and overshadowed the Night 2 main event? Friday is the first interaction between Cody and Roman since Cody pointed at him at the Rumble.
I can see your point with building to what is the true WrestleMania main event, I guess, on the sort of the Sunday, the final match with the Cody versus Roman thing, and it being maybe a little bit overshadowed by The Rock, but you can't say The Rock's had too much TV time. You can't look at how many people are in those seats and the ratings of these shows and just how goddamn enjoyable those segments have been. Whether he uses up a third of SmackDown, I don't particularly
even
care.
If he has, I don't care, yeah.
Like, his segments have been absolutely brilliant and must-watch TV. You can't say he's taken up too much time.
No, and I think arguably, you know, that bit between the Rumble and WrestleMania is a little bit too long. You have to sort of keep people a little bit busy at the chamber or whatever it may be.
Like, and still 2 more weeks. Like,
and the fact we've had interactions with them all last year, and it's been, you know, there was the stare down on that SmackDown many, many moons ago, of course. Look, we know what we're doing here with Roman and Cody. It's been a fantastic wrinkle that's been added. It factors into it with the whole fingers crossed bloodline rules my allegiance to switch from one night to another. Most importantly, as Phil said, the eyes on the product as a result of it, you have to kind of give that sort of thing up. But we still get a face-off between the two of them on SmackDown on Friday.
Exactly.
So.
And it's also, it's not like The Rock's been burying Cody in any of this. No. If anything, The Rock has been massively putting over Cody because of the amount of time that man's name has been in his mouth.
Now we don't just get, you know, Roman and Cody and presumably further down the line, probably a lot further down the line, a rematch between Roman and Cody.
Yeah.
We potentially get Cody and The Rock at, let's say, SummerSlam to pick a date out.
And they have both been talking up enough game to bring that match to a reality. And that is who the hell ever thought we could potentially get Cody as world champion versus The Rock?
I mean, I thought about it, but then I'd wake up and stop dreaming. And we're going to get Rock Roman eventually. So, yeah, it all factors in very nicely, I think. Yeah. For a pivot, I think it goes down as the greatest pivot in wrestling history.
Yeah, I'd say so.
final question, or pitch, I should say, comes from Matt Brightman. I like this. Matt says, with WWE and TNA both being owned by TKO, what are the odds we get R-Truth accidentally showing up on Impact to cut a promo only to get stopped by Santino, resulting in the classic My Bad from Truth? I feel like this is the perfect way to cross over. It's good, that, isn't it?
That would be absolutely amazing. We've seen, obviously, a couple of people jump over from TNA to WWE for special one-off things, like Mickie James did
of course,
it, Jordynne Grace.
Yeah.
But this would be a very funny way of doing it back the other way, for him to just show up and like, hey, so glad to be here on Monday Night Raw.
It's the most possible it's ever been.
Yeah,
when someone's still contracted to WWE, for example. I don't see it happening, but I love it as an idea. And I just, you know, I get some people are like, oh, look how far the tag titles have fallen. You know, last year they were in the main event and it was the world, you know, longest reign and da-da-da-da-da. And now it's going to be probably Awesome Truth, maybe winning one, if not both, sets of tag titles. I've seen pictures where, like, DIY grab one set of belts and Awesome Truth grab the other. But you can't argue with how over R-Truth is right now. The reactions he gets are deafening.
Yep.
He gets me every week. Like this week when they did the great shot of Sammy storming backstage and then there's Awesome Truth and DIY and what have you. And Indus Share walked past and R-Truth's like, glad we're... Oh, no, we don't want to be facing them tonight. And Miz is like, we are facing them tonight. I think only R-Truth can get away with this sort of thing.
Yeah.
But he does, and he does it brilliantly.
Yeah, he's also kind of unlocked a sort of personality thing within the Judgment Day as well. Like he's
a bit of patter,
a bit of a ripple between them.
Gone are the days of the big purple chair.
Yeah, it reminds me, not quite on the same level, but when Mankind was just being really dumb to the very serious Rock character, and it kind of unlocks,
Sammy in the Bloodline.
Yeah, it just unlocks that other side to someone that you don't often get a chance to see, and it just makes them far more compelling because of it.
Yeah,
he's been that for the Judgment Day. So it's he's just done absolutely incredible work, and why why not give, like, oh, but how could you feel bad about giving R-Truth a massive spot on WrestleMania after all this time?
Yes.
He's been going forever. Yeah.
He shouldn't win the world title.
No.
Just because he's been there that long.
Just a nice moment.
Yes, exactly. Do you know what else is a nice moment, Phil Chambers? This video right here. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.